believe we're going to be able to make it today to finish the Sefer. It could be that it'll have to wait till next time we learn together. But I'm looking forward to beginning the Sefer over again with you. It's for me, if there's one Sefer that never gets boring, it's the Sefer Chovas Talmidim. To get to learn it with the Olam, it's mamish for me a pleasure, and it gives me myself a real charge. It's a shot in the arm, it's a boost for me. And we learn Chovas Talmidim together. I hope to be able to do Pele Yoyitz after Chovas Talmidim. Many of us have learned the Pele Yoyitz together. We just choose little pieces. It's random pieces on from the Pele Yoyitz. Rabbi Eliezer Papo, his name was. He lived in a little town, Bulgaria, in Silestra in Bulgaria. And he was a hidden tzaddik. He wrote the Sefer called Pele Yoyitz, amongst other svarim that he wrote. He was a very big Kabbalist. We just learned little pieces after we finished the Sefer Chovas Talmidim. Anyone who wants to join us, I should feel free to do so. So we're here in the Sefer Chovas Talmidim, the Tzivuyim Vazhoras, which is his last will and testament of the Pius Etzner Rebbe. It's very nice to have Rabbi Streicher. He's done this for many. Finish it.
This week.
Oh, sorry. Rabbi Streicher, we've done it for many years together, no?
Many
years together. We've done Chovas Talmidim, me and Rabbi Streicher. It's a different thing when I do it by myself and I have Rabbi Streicher, like, he's usually like, he feeds me some lines usually, so let's see if it works out this time.
Which means I can't be quiet.
Okay, okay, here we are. We're on page Kuf Lamed in the new printing. In the old printing it's on page Kuf Nun Dalid on the bottom, and what we just said was we were speaking about all the things necessary for a person to be able to shteig. One thing that's necessary for a person to be able to shteig is a person needs to have rotzen chazak. What does it mean to have rotzen? Oh, by the way, just a side point, Ritzifus tonight is the half an hour, it's a half an hour Ritzifus, right?
Yeah.
During the shmooze. So just keep that in mind. Have a Streicher or Ritzifus, half an hour. So we said that one of the things is that a person needs a ratzon chazak, a strong will, a strong desire, a passion. That's what a person needs. Also, a person needs commitment. The other thing you need to have is commitment. A person needs to have what we call over here, hachlata. Because, and it's even harder, achlata, than ratzon. Because ratzon, other people can help you with. Other people, your mind can help you with. You can get inspired, whatever it is. Achlata is a decision that a person makes. And even when he doesn't feel it, he doesn't understand it anymore. It's not talking to him. He made a decision. He follows through. That's what achlata is. And achlata is something that a person has to work on, having the self-discipline, the work ethic, being able to have that, to be able to do something that even though right now he doesn't feel compelled to do it, but because he committed to it, he makes it happen. And then he says, "Kishem she'efsher, lasos anything without ratzon and achlata, you also can't do anything, b'li emuna, gam ba'atzmecha, u'bitachon b'koyach avodosai. Can't get anywhere if you don't believe in yourself. If you don't have the confidence, you don't have the faith in yourself that you're able to accomplish. As we mentioned, even though the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, don't believe in yourself. What the Mishnah means by that is that don't let down your guard to say, I'm going to be good. But you have to believe that you can, that you're capable. Not to like say, I don't have to worry about that. I've got nothing to worry about. Right? I can watch myself. I can control myself. But when we say emunah ba'atzmecha, it means that you have to believe in your capability that you can accomplish. And that's critical. And a person can't get anywhere without that. Now he says, Gam min ha'adama. This I believe we're up to. This paragraph starts, Gam min ha'adama. Baruch ato Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nihyeh b'dvarei. Gam min ha'adama, gam min ha'adam, asher mimenu lukach. Ground. Adama, dirt. And also man that was taken from dirt. You cannot get out. Their koyach, their strength, their power, what they have to offer. And to bring out, reveal what's hidden inside of them. b'li yegiya, without hard work. U'b'li ze'as apayim, without sweat. You don't get anywhere. You cannot break ground unless you're ready to sweat and work hard. And that's true with the ground, the Adama, and it's true with the Adam, who's taken from the Adama. Adam is also, he's a shtick ground, which means you've got to be ready to work hard. Ula'ish, listen to this, he goes hard. Asher yedame, a person that is going to think in his mind, he's going to dream. La'avodes avodes ha'kodesh, that he can serve Hashem, that he can be a good yid. Below yegia, without working hard. U'beloi kefiya atzmis, and without forcing himself. Listen to the words. Forcing yourself to do something. Geshala, get out. It's pretty hard. It's go hard or go home. Geshala, just get out. Geshala min machane shechina. Just leave. Noimar loy. Ish b'lial ad yoyim moyscha tishor. You will remain until the very last day of your life a nobody. Nicharfehu. So therefore, for that reason, this person that feels that he's not prepared to work hard, so such a person, he's reproachful. Reproachful. Necharfehu. What it means is like, there's nothing to work with. You have to be prepared to work hard. And you have to be prepared to force yourself. Now, my friends, I'm sure you've heard this. I've heard it many times. It's not good when I feel like I'm forced to do something because I want to do it because I want to do it. I don't want to do it because I'm forced to do it. Guess what? The Rebbe says, just get out. Just leave. Okay? If that's what you want to do, so then forget it. Just forget it. It's not our religion. That's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is, I'm in the mood, I'll take out my Avodah Zarah and here, I'll have a good time, and that's what it is. Avodah Hashem is when you have to force yourself. Now, true, you have to force yourself. But a person who's not prepared to push against and to push himself, even though it's not like, I'm not in the mood, it's not right now, it's hard for me. That's what it's about. That's breaking ground. It's not going to be like that your whole life, but you have to be prepared to take those steps. You need inspiration, you need commitment, you need belief in yourself, and you need work ethic. You need to learn how to work hard. A person was put on this world to work. The Mishnah says, Adam, based on a pasuk, le'amel yulod. You were born to work hard. That's what we're here for. So therefore, a person has to realize that. That's what it is. Ubame oyved adama koifes atzma liyigia. How does a person who works the ground, how does he force himself to work hard? Talking about a farmer. Farmers work very hard. How does he do it? Biyidiyasai, with his knowledge. Shebila deha, without me now doing this hard work. Biro of Yigva, he's going to die in hunger. Him and his kids, he has no choice. I got to bring food home. I got to put food on the table. I got to work. Kein kol oy machshava daka nimtzeis becha. As long as you have inside of you just the smallest thought in the back of your head. Shehizgalus nafshecha. That the revelation, the bringing out of your nefesh, v'istabkusa b'kedusha b'foyel, and connecting with kedusha, practically, being practical about your kedusha, b'toira, tefila v'shar avoda, all this stuff. All of this is rakmin, toisefes hi. It's just a luxury. It's just something that you could add on. It would be nice. It would be good, but you know, I'll do my best. I'll give it a shot. I'll try. If I can, great. If not, also okay. As long as you're thinking in that mindset, she'efshar gam biladeha, it's possible without it. Az loy tisyageya, you won't work hard. Ves atzmecha loy tichve, you won't force yourself to do it. U'bishvil ze, af shviv minafshecha loy toitzi. Nothing, not even the smallest spark, not even a gnat is going to come out of you. Because it's optional. Okay, once it gets hard, so why should I do it? What's the point? Person has to understand, it's not an option. Once a person says, this is not an option for me, I cannot remain in Am Haaretz. It's not an option for me to be in Am Haaretz. I need to know this. This is my life. Once a person, when he says in davening, they say, V'nismach v'divrei salmo torasecha, we say every single night, my friends, during Berachos Kriyas Shema. V'nismach v'divrei salmo torasecha, ki heim chayenu v'orech yamenu. This is my life. Torah is my life. The moment a person that he internalizes, Torah is really my life, it's not an option. It's not an option for me not to get pshat on this Tosfos. It's not an option for me not to go to shiur today. It's not an option. This has to happen. Then it will happen. But as long as it'll be a nice thing. You know, I'll give it a shot. I'll see what happens. Then guess what? Nothing's going to come of you. It only when a person realizes, this is what I need to do. I'll tell you a quick story. Just came to my head. A friend of mine, I learned in yeshiva with him. We're bachur in yeshiva together. He was like an ephes. He was a zero. And he was a very big miyuchas. So he had a chavrusa shaft with the Rosh Hashiva. But he blanked. He used to like go in, like tell me like, what can I talk to Rosh Hashiva about? And I used to try to tell him, and like, mamish, nothing. Nothing went into his head. And then he went to the next yeshiva and he also learned with the Rosh Hashiva. And ephes, like nothing was working. The guy was trying, and I was friends with him. I was a little older. I went with him in the first yeshiva. I learned with him in the second yeshiva. And then all of a sudden, boom. And he became a phenomenal Talmud Chacham. Really amazing. It's unbelievable. And he was learning in Koilo, in Eretz Yisrael, he came to Sudas Preda. And this is what he said at Sudas Preda. He said, I want to thank my Rebbe for not tolerating me being Am Haaretz. He wouldn't tolerate me being an Am Haaretz. And it was no longer an option for me. In other words, as long as, be nice to learn, you know, his with this Rosh Hashiva, with that Rosh Hashiva, nothing's going to help him. Until his Rebbe gave him the understanding that there is no life without Torah. There's no life. You don't have a life. You're a zero. Then he said, okay, I'm going to make this happen. A person's not going to, he's not going to go home without any food to put on the table. You're not going to do that. You're going to hustle much more because you got to do this. This has to happen. So you make it happen. If Torah is your life, so then you will make sure and it will happen. The Chofetz Chaim says about Hillel HaZaken, it says Hillel was Mechayev es Ha'aniyim. Hillel was a very, very poor person. He made a very meager salary. Half of his salary, which wasn't much, he gave to his wife. The other half, he gave to the shomer. You had to pay money to get into yeshiva, into the shir. He used to give money to the person at the door. Every time he went to the shir, he had to give money. He gave half of his salary, which was meager. He gave it to the shomer at the door. And the story is somewhat famous. He didn't have money that week, that month, whatever it was. He lost the money. So he didn't have money to give. So he went instead on the roof. And he was listening from the skylight to be able to hear the Torah. And what happened was, it was snowing, he fell asleep, and they found him up there, and that's the whole story. But the Chaim has a question on this story. It's a very simple, it's a very nice, it's a very sweet, heartwarming story. But how could Hillel give half of his salary for Torah? How could you do that? You're not allowed to do that. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to spend more than a fifth on a mitzvah. Al yivazveis Yoiser mechoimish. It's usser to spend more than a fifth of your money for a mitzvah. You're not allowed to do that. So how could Hillel give half of his salary to learn? What's the heter for that? Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's true by mitzvahs. You're not allowed to give more than a fifth of your money for mitzvahs. But for Torah, says the Chofetz Chaim, are you allowed to give more than half of your money to save your life? If your life is at danger, you're allowed to give. Of course, he said. Hillel said, "This is my life. I can't live without this. It's not an option." So if a person really internalizes, "Kihem chayenu, this is my life." So how in the world am I going to get out of this yeshiva and not know how to learn? Impossible. I'm going to make it happen. It has to happen. Things just have to become not options. It's just not an option. I asked the Bacher once. I asked him, I said, you know, when I was a Bacher learning in Eretz Yisrael, there was absolutely no way, it was literally impossible to watch a game. There was no such thing as internet, and they didn't have games. It was impossible. You could not watch games. So I asked him, could you try to put yourself in that place? It was around 7 or 8 years ago when I was learning a Bachur in Yeshiva. That was a joke. And try to put yourself there. Good idea. Dovra Lapsky, I'm not. Would you come to Eretz Yisrael? You love sports and you're this and you need to, your highlights and you're this. There's no such thing as a sports bar. It doesn't exist. There's nowhere to watch a game. There's nowhere to. The only thing you could do is you could get the scores from the next day if you like on a newspaper. That's it. You can't even, there's maybe one picture. Zell. Nothing impossible. Would you come to Eretz Yisrael? I'm yet to hear from a Bachar, no, I wouldn't come. In other words, if sports is not an option, so that you're coming to Eretz Yisrael to learn, because you want to learn, right? Well, guess what? It's not an option. Just make it not an option. It isn't. You want to learn, so do it. And a person want this, we need to accomplish. We have to say, it is not an option for me. I don't have options of doing these things. It's just not there. And a person makes it not an option, I can't stay this way. It's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Way too many distractions. Once upon a time, I was so lucky. I came to Eretz Yisrael, there were no distractions. There was one pizza shop, Uri's Pizza, the only one. When I was here, that was when the second pizza shop opened. I remember, you know, when they gave away pizza for like a shekel for a little while. The second pizza shop had opened. There was one falafel shop. That's all there was. There was no place, there were no restaurants. There was no nothing. So we came to Eretz Yisrael. We were totally disconnected. No sports, no going out to eat, no nothing. All there was to learn. And I'm telling you, every single one of you would have come to that Eretz Yisrael to learn. So come. Come to that Eretz Yisrael. And you could become who you need to become. It's not an option. To stay in Amah Oretz is not an option for us. We're going to have coming here, Be'ez Hashem, next week, I hope, someone by the name of Yonason Sachs. Yonason Sachs is a Rosh Yeshiva in the Landers Yeshiva. What a brilliant man. You're gonna stand here and you're gonna listen. And your jaw's just gonna drop from the Gemaras he's quoting and from the things. It's unbelievable. Just everything is coming out of his mouth. Crazy. It's crazy. So one of the Bachram, when I was talking about him, one of the Bachram said, "You think it's because I'm so bright? That's why I know this so much." He said, "There isn't a Gemara that I learned that I didn't do 200 times. 200 times. Isn't a Gemara that I learned I didn't do 200 times." He doesn't forget a Gemara because it's not an option to forget a Gemara. And I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again, and I'm going to do it again. It's like, okay, I did it. What do you mean? You might forget it. Okay, I will, I won't. That's not an option. These are not options for us. You know what it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? If you forget your learning, does anyone know what it says? If you forget your learning? Mischayev benafshoy. That means that your life, you just let go of your life. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, if you forget without, like, you know, being conscious that you're going to forget, so then you're not mischayev benafshoy. But the Gemara is speaking about, maybe even if you just, like, forgot it. Because how could you forget learning? It's not an option. Torah is not an option. A person lives this way. So that we could get so much more out of ourselves. I tell you, I was talking to a Bachar today. I'm only saying this because I love him very much and I respect him a lot. Talking to Bachar, he says, "Mamish, I was so hungry this afternoon. I mean, lunch was early. It was at 12:30. So it's like, I'm so hungry. Mamish, I was going to die. I was going to die," he says to me. "I had to eat something during Second Seder because I was going to die. Mamish, I was going to die." He told me many times he's dying. Baruch Hashem, he didn't. Because he took his break. And he, you know, Shmuel Birnbaum, the night after Yom Kippur, he stayed in shul until practically nates he was learning. Practically, he didn't. The night after Yom Kippur, he still didn't break his fast. He's still in his kittel, still learning till nates. Well, what's the difference? Because he's physically strong. I really don't think of Shmuel Birnbaum at that age is any stronger than any of the Bachurim in this yeshiva. I don't think that's what it is. It's for him. What do you mean? It's not an option for me to stop learning right now. I have to do this. I have to do this. So you do it. You need to do it. You do it. We have to make things no longer optional. This is not something that we'd like prefer. It's not a preferred lifestyle. And once a person does that, then everything, he could do everything he wants to do. There's a book that I had suggested, if you ever spend time in the bathroom. The name of the book is Endurance. Endurance is a fascinating book. Moshe Shick has the book, if you want to read it. It's the name of a boat. Endurance is the name of a boat. It's not a Jewish book at all. There's nothing Jewish about it. It's all about a bunch of goyim. They were on a boat. They were supposed to go through, it's called the Arctic something or other, Arctic Circle, we'll just say. And the boat, it got shipwrecked. And they were there. They had no radio communication, no nothing. They had to live. And it's about how the name of the boat is Endurance, and the name of the book is how they endured the most, it's mind-boggling, the conditions they lived in. They ate whale blubber. That's all they ate. It's like Pachan steroids. and that's all they ate. They ate whale blubber. They ate their dogs. They had dogs with them. They shot their dogs or whatever they did to them. They didn't want to, but that's all they had to eat. They had nothing to eat. They were wet. They were physically wet for months. Because they were in ice. They were sleeping on ice. It's unbelievable the conditions that they lived in. And they all survived. One of them had an amputation. They had to amputate his foot. There was no table, no hospital. There was no anesthesia, no nothing. They just amputated and he lived. It's unbelievable what we are capable of enduring when it's not an option. And the crazy thing is, if you read the book, he writes, they were all happy. We were all happy. It's a happy group. A person can, it's all about your mind frame. A person says, okay, I got to do this. This is going to happen. I'm going to make this happen. And it happens. And it doesn't have to be torture. A person learns how to embrace, like, the challenge and the struggle. And it's amazing how much we can accomplish. We're selling ourselves short because we're saying everything is all just a question of what we would like to do. But no. Gamtiruf ha-machshavois u-bilbul ha-moyach b'tvila v'avoida. Let's also talk about Tiruf ha-machshavois, which is your mind, is like is literally means like kind of like torn up. Ubilbul ha-moyach, and your brain is confused. Betzvilo va'avoyde, while you're davening and trying to serve Hashem, we're trying to focus. We have a very hard time with that. Roiv pa'amim, most of the time, min hader hayegia hein. It comes from a lack of discipline. Most of the time, the fact that we can't focus is because we are not disciplined. A lack of yegia literally means lack of work ethic, but a lack of discipline. We haven't practiced channeling or focusing or controlling our minds. Kiteva hamachshavos achas el achas mirukasa v'chabura b'chabura misubacha. The nature of machshavos is one comes after their clusters and they come right after the other one leads into the next. They just kind of like run on their own and your mind just runs. And without anything stopping it, it's like a stream, a current. These machshavos go, these machshavos come, thinking about this, thinking about that, and your mind just goes and wanders and in Ketzlahem, and there's no end to our thoughts. I had mentioned to some of you that I was sitting on one of my flights next to a person who works in high tech, and he was telling me how everyone in high tech knows that you're supposed to keep technology away from your kids. He said, everyone in high tech knows, keep technology away from kids. And we're talking about all the different issues. He said, for sure, you know, the fact that we have so much ADD nowadays is because people are so used to, like, the speed that everything happens in technology. It's just too fast. Your mind just keeps on switching and switching and switching, and person never is taught to focus. And to just think about one thing. And it's something that we have to condition our minds to do. It's a discipline that we have to learn. A person comes to Davin. Even if he gets like a nice thought during his Davening, like a thought of, you know, something that's working with the tefillah. Being that he has not yet taught himself how to work hard. Kizera Mayim, all these other thoughts come like a current of water, and they just wash over him. The person's in like in Shemoneh Esrei, and he's like, wow, having such a great Shemoneh Esrei. Wow, this is so much kavanah. And by the time he's over, he's like, oh, well, it's a good start. But what happened? Because we haven't disciplined our mind. And a person has to learn how to be in control of his mind. There's a fascinating story. It's really from a different world, I think, but it's a great story anyway. The idea, the concept. One time, Reb Chaim Brisker was sitting with the Brisker Rav, and he wanted to test his son. So he asked his son, could you bring me a Rambam from the shelf? It's always a Rambam, Briskers. Could you bring me a Rambam from the shelf? So as the Brisker Rav got up and started going to the Rambam, Reb Chaim asked him quickly, what do you think about? And the Brisker Rav says, I'm thinking about the sugya and Upaseda. In other words, when the Brisker Rav was going from his seat to the Rambam, he was thinking and learning. His mind, he was in control of his mind. There's Gedolim that are, they're so control of their mind. You know, someone just asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, why is he sandik by all the brisin? Reb Chaim Kanievsky is very makbid on his time, that he shouldn't be mevatel in Torah. He says, you know, why you go to brisin? It's bitl Torah. He says, it's the same Torah here, over there, it's the same thing. It's no different. In other words, he's walking, his mind is totally focused on Torah. Identical. He's so in the zone, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And that's the difference. I spoke about him recently, I don't remember exactly when it was. It's not his brilliance, it's his focus. One time someone wanted to be Matzia Shidduch to the stipler, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky was sitting on the other end of the table. He said, I'd like to be Matzia Shidduch for your son Chaim. He said, okay, Zog. He says, it's uncomfortable, he's right here. He's learning, he doesn't hear you. He doesn't hear you. I was once in the room with a yeshiva, and the Rosh Hashiva was sitting in the same room learning. And we were talking, and he's like, the Rosh Hashiva doesn't hear, and he was sitting there. Everyone was talking about him. He is in a different world, and he was there sitting, didn't hear a word. He was so zoned in. He's so disciplined. We have a hard time, even for a few seconds, just, you know, that's part of this, the beauty of Ritzifus that we're talking about now, is to be able to stay focused and don't get distracted in your learning, in your davening, to be able to keep yourself there. Lochein, this is a tool, and a critical tool. Hafseik koidem kol tvila v'avoide v'chashoyv. Take a break before any tvila, before any avoida, and just think for a second. Don't rush into your davening. Hineni mishanes es musni. I'm going to now strengthen myself, gird my loins. V'chol koichi, and with every ounce of strength that I have, miageya, I'm going to work hard. L'chazek es avosi, to strengthen my love for Hashem. V'irasi, in my fear of Hashem. V'esmachshavti b'Hashem, in my thoughts for Hashem. Ad shemayim azedoinim, until this current of water, of evil water, shall shetzev machshavas, all these thoughts that are coming into my head, lo yishtafuha, is not going to wash over me. It will not knock me down. This tefillah, I'm going to make this tefillah a good tefillah. Va'al kulon v'Hashem eschazek v'loike esgaber. On all those machshava, I'm going to overpower. I'm going to be stronger then. Person prepares himself for the battle. Just take a few seconds, a few minutes before. We had my last year's shiur. We tried it. We're doing a little bit of a project called Plus Five. Plus Five is 5 minutes before the davening to be able to just be there, ready. Prepare yourself for davening. Get yourself in the right zone. It's on my head because we just, Baruch Hashem, awarded our first Plus Five, the first graduate, I guess. Kolponim, Rabbi Yisai, this is the Bekitzer. Belo Yigia, without hard work, Yefsher Leagia Leshum Davar. You're not going to work hard, you're not going to get anywhere. Ubi Yigia, and if you are willing to work hard, Efsher Lahagia El Kol, you could get everywhere. It's all about hard work. And Rabbi Yisai, you know, this is written many, many years ago. Baruch Hashem, recently, there have been so many books and so many studies about talent is overrated and how a person's going to reach his peak and about a person and all these things about the many thousands of hours that a person needs to do. Everyone had finally realized what the Piasetzna is writing, what Chazal wrote many years ago. It's all about one thing. It's about your work ethic. There's no such thing as being talented. There's no such thing as that Gedolim were born gifted. They're not. They're no different than us. They just work harder than us. They just want it more than us. If we're prepared to work hard, so im hayigia efshir lahagia el kol, you could get everything. We'll continue, Bez Hashem.